By the time he composed his four last songs, of course, Strauss was a very old man. And in one respect, they serve as the summation of his art. There are reminiscences of the Strauss of an earlier period, and at the same time, the culmination of a lifetime of composing. Montserrat Caballé has joined Zubin Mehta at the front of the stage. And with the New York Philharmonic, they will perform the four last songs by Richard Strauss. The Four Last Songs by Richard Strauss, sung by Montserrat Caballé, soprano, with the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Zubin Mehta. The four songs, Frühling, Spring, September, Beim Schlafengehen, Time to Sleep, and Im Abendrot, At Dusk. And the last one, Im Abendrot, was the first of them that Strauss composed. That one is to a poem by Josef Eichendorff, the early German romantic poet. The other three, Frühling, September, and Beim Schlafengehen, are to poems by the 20th century Swiss poet Hermann Hesse. Montserrat Caballé and Zubin Mehta have been recalled. This performance of the four last songs by Richard Strauss, the first of two Strauss works that figures on this broadcast concert by the New York Philharmonic. Our program will conclude as Montserrat Caballé returns for the final scene from the opera Salome. Before that, though, the Philharmonic and Zubin Mehta will continue their homage in commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the death of Schubert with Schubert's Fifth Symphony. And now, as he returns, Zubin Mehta asks concertmaster Rodney Friend to rise. It was Mr. Friend who played the violin solos during the course of the four last songs of Strauss. And now all the players of the orchestra have risen. This performance of The Four Last Songs by Richard Strauss, the four last songs stemming from an incredibly rich Indian summer period in the creative life of Strauss, the years immediately following the end of World War II, when not only did he compose these songs, but also the Metamorphosen for 23 solo string instruments, his oboe concerto, which was commissioned from him by a soldier in the United States Army, John DeLancey, who later became the principal oboist of the Philadelphia Orchestra and served there with great distinction for many years. And also from that period, the second horn concerto. Strauss died in 1949, having lived a long life. He was born in June of 1864 in Garmisch-Partenkirchen and died there in September of 1949. And so we come to the midpoint of this broadcast concert by the New York Philharmonic. The Fifth Symphony of Schubert is sometimes called the Symphony Without Trumpets or Drums, and the reason is obvious. This was one of the early Schubert symphonies, which he composed for home entertainment with very little thought that it would survive in the international repertoire and be one of the best-loved of all symphonies in the literature. After the composer's death, the manuscript of the B-flat major symphony was lost, and then it was nearly 40 years before the orchestral parts were rediscovered in Vienna. And, by a curious coincidence, it took two Englishmen to do that detective work. Sir George Grove, the editor of the very first dictionary of music and musicians that still today bears his name, and Sir Arthur Sullivan, both of whom had come to Vienna to hunt for lost Schubert manuscripts. The first public performance of the symphony, and I must emphasize the word public because there were undoubtedly household performances of the work in Schubert's own home in the early years of the 19th century, but the first public performance took place 57 years after it was composed, this in London's Crystal Palace on February 1st, 1873. The symphony is in the traditional classical format of four movements. The first movement is marked allegro, the second is an andante con moto, the third a minuet with a contrasting trio section, and the finale allegro vivace. It may be of interest to you that attending the concert at this performance in Avery Fisher Hall is Karl Böhm, the distinguished Austrian conductor, who was the conductor at Zubin Mehta's very first encounter with a performance by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. This took place in the 1950s, when Zubin Mehta was a student in Vienna. He had heard the Bombay Symphony Orchestra, which his father had organized. But early on in his student years, he attended a concert by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Karl Böhm. The central work on that program was Brahms' First Symphony, and Mr. Mehta says that that experience was like an earthquake. Hearing one of the great orchestras of the world under the direction of a great conductor in one of the great concert halls of the world. And from then on, the future course of Zubin Mehta was set, so that there is a particular appropriateness to the presence in Avery Fisher Hall this evening of Karl Böhm. And in just a few moments, Zubin Mehta will return to the podium to begin the second part of this broadcast concert by the New York Philharmonic with the Fifth Symphony of Schubert, the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat major. The Philharmonic has recorded Schubert's Fifth Symphony under the direction of its laureate conductor, Leonard Bernstein. And here is Zubin Mehta for the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat by Schubert.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 5 in B flat major by Franz Schubert, played by the New York Philharmonic under the direction of its music director, Zubin Mehta. And Mr. Mehta returns, motions for the players to rise. I mentioned earlier that among those present in the auditorium for this concert is the distinguished Austrian conductor Karl Böhm. Also present are many elected legislators of New York State, and the Philharmonic salutes them particularly on this occasion. When our concert continues in just a few moments, it will be with the final scene from the opera Salome by Richard Strauss, and once again, Montserrat Caballé will return to be the soprano soloist.
An hour long.
The libretto for Strauss's opera Salome is based on the Oscar Wilde play, and the final scene is one of the goriest in all of opera. In it, Salome, after her dance of the seven veils, demands that Johanna Ahn be killed and that his head be brought to her on a silver platter. The transformation of Salome during the course of the rather brief opera is one of the most extraordinary in all opera. The opening lines are sung innocently by Narbov at the very beginning of the opera. Wie schön ist die Prinzessin Salome heute Nacht. How lovely is Princess Salome tonight. And at the end, after the monstrous kissing by Salome of the dead lips of Johanna Ahn, Herod orders that man töte dieses Weib, kill this woman. And in horror, that is precisely what is done. The final scene demands extraordinary penetrating powers on the part of Salome. The orchestra is a very large one, and the soprano is required to cut through it with some of the iciest and also some of the most demanding music in all of opera. Here is Montserrat Caballé, returning with our conductor, Zubin Mehta, and with the New York Philharmonic. They will perform the final scene from the opera Salome by Strauss. Montserrat Caballé in the final scene from the opera Salome by Richard Strauss with the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Zubin Mehta. Earlier on our concert, Madame Caballé sang the four last songs by Strauss. And here, the two of them return. Montserrat Caballé, one of the international superstars of the contemporary opera scene, making her New York Philharmonic debut on this occasion, as a matter of fact. And with her, our music director, Zubin Mehta. And now, the two of them leave the stage once again. This performance of the final scene from Strauss's Salome brings us to the conclusion of this broadcast concert by the New York Philharmonic. The stormy reception continues for Montserrat Caballé and Zubin Mehta following their performance with the New York Philharmonic of the final scene from Strauss's Salome.